Stephen Murphy. If anyone doesn't know who Stephen Murphy is, Stephen Murphy is probably one of the best rally drivers ever came out of Carlow in his day. Stephen, it's a long time ago since you were on Carlow.
It's a while back, all right, but sure, I said, you know, maybe the day is not over yet. You're kind of in mid-day, but I always think the day is not over yet.
So. Stephen, what was it like doing your home rally? And you've won it a number of times as well.
Sure, look, to me, it's like winning a county final in your own county is very important. It's very important for the people that support you and the people that work with you and your locals and all that. Yeah, no, I always enjoy doing my local rally. It was always my favourite event. Always more pressure on you because you were, more was expected of you. So, you know, I mean, that's just the way it was. But, geez, I know I'd love to be back there again.
It was good on cracking today. Again, Bertie Fisher, and you had Austin McHale there breathing on your neck a couple of times. I remember standing on many ditch watching this Statoil Cosworth coming at me, and there was no let up from it. Like,
look, all the guys that ever did rally in their local event or came down to support Carlo or whatever in Austin, and all the lads that done it over the years, you know, they always thought Carlo was a very good event, very good stages, and the crack afterwards was just where it was all at, and sure, that's what I enjoyed as well, you know.
You had Michael Lester and
In the Nolan.
In the Nolan, yeah. At the time. No, I mean, the crack at the bar was... At the time, was a crack.
The slagging was the best part of it, I have to say. And, you know, but at the back of it, we were all up for each other. Yeah. And if I was stuck for a part or something went in mine during the rally, Enda had it, he'd give it to you. Mm. Or likewise, if I had it. And it often happened. I remember Enda doing a rally here, he's lying second overall, and two shocks went in the car. And he rang me, and I said, Enda, whatever you need, just take it off the car and do it. I was away. Yeah. So, you know, and that's what rallying is about. The camaraderie and the friendship that has. And I've met a lot of good people in rallying. I've got a lot of good business out of it over the years. And no later than last week, I got a job of a fellow in Mayo that knew me through rallying, and I got the job off him. So what does that tell you?
It's a circle good, kept on going around over all the years.
Absolutely.
Stephen, just on the new machinery, we've seen you coming from the Escort, you went to the Subaru. Now we've a new machinery in town. The Escort has now changed. Mm. It's now nearly as close to WRC. We have an R5. What do you make of this whole R5 situation?
Well, from what I'm told, they're a serious machine, a lot cheaper, cheaper to run, very light, but very quick, and handled extremely well, I'm told. I'm actually going to drive one of them in the next month. There's one coming over here just for a test day, and I'm actually invited to drive it. So I'm looking forward to getting a spin on one just to see what it's like.
Can I see Stephen Murphy picking a wheel of a car?
Well, sure, look, maybe one this year, just... I have, as the lad says, an urge to go for one event just to see how we get on. And just no commitment, no pressure, just to have a scout in the car for a day.
We have younger people coming up now, like we've the Gary Kearns of this world, you probably see him on the internet. Yeah. What do you make of these young, the new army coming up behind you?
Sure, they're serious fellas. I mean, I started rallying when I was 32, which I never drove in a rally or did anything other than a stock car race once. And I have to say, it was too late for me to start. You'd want to be starting karting when you're a young fella and then progress from there. All these young fellas now that are there, they're serious drivers. They know how to handle cars, and you know, you'd have to admire them and you have to commend them.
Just on the Mar 2 Challenge here, the Mar 2 Challenge is the one that everyone wants to win. Mm. In your experience and looking from the years passing and the years coming in, who would you tip to win this rally here this year, the Mar 2 Challenge?
Any man, that's a very I didn't see the entry list yet, but I can tell you it's always very competitive. The guys that come across from Wales, I remember the days of Gwendolyn Evans and Garrett Lloyd and fellas like that. You know, all those guys that come across, they want to win Carlo, or if they were doing Wexford, because it's easy for them hop across in the boat, you know, and Carlo is the next best thing to Wexford. They all want to win the Mar 2 Challenge, everyone that does it. So that gives it a huge lift and worth looking at. And I have to, I never drove a Mark II only once. I gave one a spin. But I can tell you, I wouldn't handle a Mark II the way these guys do.
The Mark IIs are coming on, Stephen, from the Millington. No, we've now a 2.5 engine in an Escort that's years old, and they're way advanced than what they were now, like.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, you know, the sequential boxes they have. Sure, it's just moved so... I believe to build one costs roughly £120,000. Now, what does that tell you? I mean, it's serious money to spend on an escort car. It's just beggar's belief, you know. So, but look, it's great to see it. It's great to see it back at the level it's back again. It was gone for a few years in the sense that fellas couldn't afford it. Now it's good to see it all coming back again. I'm delighted to see it.
Well, Stephen, I know you're trying to get into your guest speaking here tonight, I believe, as well. So we'll leave you inside. And thanks very much for talking to us on the interview.
You're more than welcome.
Thanks, Stephen.
All right. Well done, horse.